The belief is, and rightfully so, that the U.S. cannot send troops into Ukraine in light of the current state of the situation, as not to want to further provoke Russia into, and especially Putin, any more acts of insanity. But U.S. has sent troops to the Ukraine. In the past, you go all the way back to the Crimean War in the 1850s, though the war was fought in a number of places. The primary battle was the Crimea in the south of Ukraine, which was then, back then, part of the Russian Empire. It's where British, French, and Turkish forces landed, tried to take a key Russian port. At that time, believe it or not, much of the U.S. public sympathized with the Russians. Some Americans asked the Russians about the possibility of the Americans acting as privateers. And in Kentucky, 300 riflemen volunteered to fight alongside the Russians. Nothing came of either one of those ideas, although 35 American doctors did go to Russia, and the majority of them actually worked in the Crimea. Then at the end of World War I, Americans once again were involved militarily in the Ukraine, with the American volunteer pilots playing a big part in the fighting against Soviet forces on Ukraine territory, defending what is now called the city of Lviv in Ukraine. Move up to World War II, a lot more American flyers arrived in Ukraine. This time they were there on a more official basis. Under Operation Frantic, Stalin allowed the U.S. Air Force to establish three bases in Ukraine with the aim of enabling U.S. bombers to reach targets deeper inside Nazi-held territory than they had been previously able to do. Operation was, of course, marred by suspicion from some Soviet authorities and Allied advances elsewhere, reduced the value of the basic plan. But still, it's a pretty good example of U.S.-Soviet cooperation during World War II, which that changed quickly, didn't it? So as the Cold War started, once again, U.S. eyes were focused on the possibility of some activity, at least in Ukraine. In the period after World War II, some of the CIA wanted to use Ukrainian nationalists against the Soviets. So go back to 1949, the CIA started training Ukrainians in the West and parachuting them into Ukraine. First team took in a C-47 and landed in the dark near Lviv. Unfortunately, Soviets captured most of the Ukrainians sent in, sometimes forcing them to send fake messages to the CIA, requesting more personnel and supplies be sent. After 5 years, CIA gave up on that idea. Assorted other Cold War covert and surveillance operations in and over Ukraine came about as well. Then in the aftermath of the collapse of the USSR, American planes returned openly to Ukraine. October of 1991, for example, U.S. Air Force aircraft airlifted 146 tons of medical and relief supplies into the capital of Ukraine, Kyiv. U.S. over the years has developed a number of military links with the Ukrainian military. For example, we've given training to Ukrainian personnel, and the Ukrainian military has joined in assorted exercises alongside U.S. forces. U.S. Navy ships have visited Ukraine, and Ukraine has helped with operations in Kosovo, Iraq, Afghanistan. Back in 2008, the U.S. implemented the U.S.-Ukraine Charter on Strategic Partnership. California National Guard, by the way, is actually partnered with Ukraine. Then in February 2014, in a conflict that started over whether Ukraine should be closer to the European Union and America or closer to Russia, there were mass demonstrations in Ukraine, forced the then president of Ukraine out of power after he accepted the Russian deal. During that situation, that then developed, extra U.S. Marines were sent into Kyiv to help guard the U.S. embassy there. Subsequently, Russian troops took control of Crimea, and pro-Russian fighters became active in parts of eastern Ukraine. As a response, among other actions, the U.S. sought to reassure countries in the region that felt threatened. For example, it sent F-15s to Lithuania and U.S. troops to take part in exercises in neighboring countries, while at the same time launching a diplomatic campaign against the Russian move. So just in case you thought a shouldn't be was a never was, well, history tells us otherwise.